USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Seattle have cleared out the city's occupied protest zone. They've been in place since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The mayor ordered it. No reports of any clashes with the protesters and the police, many of them dressed in riot gear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke of the shooting deaths of two people in Seattle's protest zone.
Some reports suggest these two boys were shot by a self-appointed security squad. These are miscellaneous citizens who roamed the area with guns drawn after the occupiers drove the real police out.
In Russia, polling results show that voters have overwhelmingly approved constitutional amendments that would allow President Vladimir Putin to run for another two terms, leaving him as president until 2036. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Under growing criticism for his response to the report that Russia paid Taliban fighters to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan, President Trump says he doesn't believe the intelligence is true. He says he has no concerns over not being briefed in person.
And I'm sure I don't see many things that they don't think rose to the occasion. This didn't rise to the occasion.
He tells Fox Business he believes the Democrats made the whole thing up.
I think it's a hoax. I think it's a hoax by the newspapers and the Democrats.
The family of a missing Fort Hood soldier believes the human remains found on Tuesday are that of Private Viesagian, who disappeared more than 2 months ago. One person is under arrest, and another person reportedly committed suicide. Guillen's sister, Lupe, is critical of the Army investigation.
My mother does not deserve this! I don't deserve this! My family does not deserve this! Vanessa Guillen did not deserve this!
The family is calling for a congressional investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The city of New York is one of the first cities to reallocate funds originally planned for police departments. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The New York City Council voted to pass a 2021 budget with cuts to police funding after weeks of negotiations. The cuts of nearly $480 million are not sitting well with New York City Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli.
And we know that what we're doing will create a more violent city, and yet we're doing it anyway. But we're also making these cuts to continue this false propagation that police officers are the gravest danger to the public, as though less police officers will somehow make the general public safer in New York City.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Many people in the United States are getting a pay raise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in 3 states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.